Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess is back with another one, a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Roger?
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Rog. So we hear there's a situation where you think your girl Mallory might be cheating in the relationship?
Yeah, I'm a little worried. She's spending a whole lot of time with our neighbor, and it's just got me concerned.
Why is she hanging out with the neighbor?
She babysits for him, right? He's got
what is
he's
she
got
sitting
a five-year-old.
On? Definitely not the baby.
Sorry, Roger. Go ahead.
Baby leg.
He's got a five-year-old daughter. He's a single dad. You know, he's around our age too. You know, he's 27.
Oh.
She's helping him out, but it just, man, it seems like there's an awful lot.
How often is she over there babysitting?
I mean, it's sometimes 3 to 4 days a week, but after that it was
what?
Started. Yeah, it was supposed to be like Tuesdays and Thursdays in the evening. And
what happened? You realize he didn't have a kid? You're like, what the hell? Never seen a kid come out that house once.
Stop. Does he really have a five-year-old?
Oh, I've seen the five-year-old.
Okay.
That's good.
Make sure.
At least there's that.
I know the child exists.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the nights where she claims that she's spending there, the dad gets home late or he's got overnight trips, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you an honest question, Roger. Is this man really good looking? Because sometimes being a single dad, like that in itself can be kind of hot.
I don't know if I'd be attracted to him. I've had my fair share of man crushes. I just don't know that he's it.
Okay. Digging the honesty.
He's no Roger, though.
Yeah, that's my point.
There you go. Roger that.
Oh, my God.
So she spends a lot of time at the neighbor's house, but why are you really thinking that she's cheating? Because that kind of sounds like it's her job.
Yeah, so here's cheating? The thing, though.
No, taking care of the five-year-old.
Oh, I think cheating is her job. Like, what? How much did I pay?
So it was at her birthday party. He was invited to it, and he gifted her a Louis Vuitton purse.
Dang.
Whoa. Damn.
Let me get his number to babysit.
Now, she doesn't know that I know, but the purse, he left a card in it that said, life without her wouldn't be the same.
Oh.
So,
Wait. There was a note in the purse he gave her, life
yeah.
without her wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Life without her, meaning that his daughter, right?
No, I think he's letting us know that's what the note said, but it says life without you wouldn't be the same. Talking about your girlfriend.
Oh, I thought it said life without her. It said, so life without you wouldn't be the same.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Wow, okay.
Well, that could be just like on some friend stuff,
yes.
But at the same time, that being a Louis Vuitton, like that's not a cheap gift.
Right.
At all.
Damn. What is she sitting on? To get a Louis.
Can I ask you one more question, Roger?
Hell of a babysitter.
Yeah, of course.
You say he has a lot of overnight work trips. Does she
yeah.
spend the night to take care of the daughter ever?
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Oh, no. Okay, let's do the staycation setup. We're going to call Miss Mallory up, offer a free romantic staycation. Ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
So what's the neighbor's name?
Johnny.
Okay. If she says Johnny, then she's having the affair and the show is yours at that point. Okay, Roger?
All right. Sounds good.
What if their daughter is hers?
Oh, my God. You would know that.
Oh, that's right. Because she would be having the baby. Never mind. That doesn't
what?
Work out if it was the other way around. If your wife
Joey, okay.
was a man.
All right. We're going to find out what's going on in your relationship. The staycation
that
setup is
sense.
Up next with the Morning Mess.
Obviously, she would have been fat for 9 months.
Oh, my God.
Back with the staycation setup. Listen, man, I'm mad for my guy, Roger. He's married with this girl, Mallory. She's doing some babysitting for the neighbor. Now, the neighbor is this single dad. Roger's met it. He's okay looking. Single dad of a little five-year-old little girl. But, Roger, you're on the line. She started off with a few days a week. Now it's getting into 4 or 5 and even overnight stays that you're questioning.
Yeah. That pretty much sums it up.
Right. And it's understandable, I mean, for the kid to need somebody to watch overnight if the dad's not going to be there. I understand that in itself, but you were also telling us about her birthday party and how she got a gift from him.
Yeah. He gifted her a Louis Vuitton purse.
But what was in the purse?
And that's the thing, is there was a note in there from him saying he, you know, he can't live his life without her.
Yeah, hell of a sitter. I don't know what she's sitting on to get a Louis.
Stop that!
If I was getting a Louis, baby, I'd sit anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? That coming from Carla.
Carla, don't say that. Listen.
Just kidding.
We don't know for sure. I mean, you're calling us. There's definitely some good suspicions there. So what we're going to do is do the staycation setup with your girl, Mallory. We're going to call her up. I'm going to pretend to be a hotel clerk. Tell her she's our grand prize winner and ask who she wants to bring on her free romantic weekend stay. The only name that she's supposed to say is yours, but you were telling us that your neighbor's name is Johnny, right?
Right, yeah.
Definitely hoping she does not say Johnny.
We don't want her to say that.
Yeah. All right, well, let's give him the call. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Mallory?
Yeah, it's Mallory. What's up? Who's this?
Hi, Mallory. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was actually calling to confirm details with you, but I also wanted to congratulate you on being our winner.
Okay, I don't really have money for this. I really have to go.
I'm so sorry about that, and I hope this isn't a bad time, but we aren't going to ask for any payment from you. It's truly a free romantic weekend stay. We're only asking for a review of your experience in return.
Okay, so there's no money involved. All right.
If you have any questions along the way, feel free to ask. I have a few for you. Now, with this free romantic weekend stay, what we do is we put you up in that penthouse suite, and for your guest of honor, upon entry, they'll receive a note. I wanted to know if you had a special message you'd like to leave for them. Just let me know if you have one, and I can write that down.
Okay, you're the best part of my day.
I'm writing that down right now, Mallory. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest full name is needed for us to continue.
Okay, Johnny.
You're a
That sucks, bro.
Hello?
Mallory?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your husband Roger's on the line?
Yeah, why are you taking your neighbor? Why is he your favorite part of the day?
Okay, calm down. It's not what you think. It's not.
Oh, it looks pretty bad, is what I think. So
no,
why are you taking him to a free romantic stay?
Because he has taken me on so many trips as a part of my job, and I want to give something back to him.
I know what you're trying to give back. You are a sitter. What are you trying to sit on?
Wait, honestly,
so you're gonna him and thank him for paying you to do your job?
Hell of a sitter.
No, it's not even like that.
I saw the note in the present that he gave you. Mm-hmm. His life wouldn't be the same without you. Come on. Stop lying
First
to me and tell me the truth.
Roger, listen to me. Calm down.
No, don't tell him to calm down.
What?
He is a single father, and I have been there for him and his
Mallory,
family.
Mallory.
Hey, Mallory, calm down.
Shut the
f***
up.
Okay, both of you, I think we both need to take a pause and take a breather here. Now, Mallory, girl, this really isn't looking good right now. This is brand new information. Hold on, both of you. You are taking trips with this man?
I do it for work. My job is important to me. Yes.
Please, your only job is giving him a
Wow, she's an oral surgeon?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Mallory,
why are you babysitting that? Oral surgeons make a lot of money, right?
Stop it. You can understand why. Mallory, girl, a Louis Vuitton purse for a birthday gift? Like, that is a romantic gesture. That is not something you get for somebody that works for you. Come on.
I mean, okay, fine, guys. We're f***ing, okay? Yeah, fine. We are.
So why even bother staying with me? Like, if you're just going to around, why do you just keep me on the side? In case his baby mama comes back and he wants to go? What's the reason, Mallory?
You know what, Roger? I'm not talking about this on the radio. Honestly, it is what it is.
Roger, you over it?
I'm over it.
Okay. Obviously, you are, Mallory.
Let's move on.
Okay. All right, Mallory, anything? Any last words?
I mean, it happened.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
We're good,
guys.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to
Hold
do?
On. Just want to make sure I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Roger.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a time on the block for trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God. Roger, I'm so sorry.
It's all good, man.
The Neighborhood Watch program in your neighborhood is off the hook.
Stop.
You guys are a really close-knit community. You
guys. Yeah. With any luck, maybe she's pregnant, I can get custody of the kid, and then she can babysit for me, and then...
Okay.
Then she can sleep with me, right?
No, yeah, that's crazy right there.
That's some weirdo stuff right there, sir.
Hey, is it really HOA or is it HOA? Because then that would make
okay,
sense.
No.
I'm not even going to...
Stop that.
Hey, it's an extra fee if you got HOA.
Okay, you guys are the worst. Roger, I'm so sorry. Beasts are making jokes right now. I get it. This is real.
What are the HOA fees?
Stop it. The community? We have counseling services that
Someone
we can...
ask Mallory.
We can offer for you...
The customer service is insane.
So you can.
What the hell?
I just want you to know I had no part in this. I'm so sorry, Roger.
She on the board. I mean, the board.
Okay.
Right.
But I have counseling services for you, okay?
Yeah, you could do a lot better than this girl.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
No problem.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.